Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay. Perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves, people will die of fright. In anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulation." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Deadlines, due dates, we love them because they motivate us to get something done. Christmas has a date so that we're not sending our Christmas cards out on New Year's Day. So I teach a class every semester and I have a paper that is due on a due date. Well, one particular student didn't pass his paper in to 3 weeks after the due date. 3 weeks! But I have to admit, it was the perfect paper. It was really good. It had everything that I liked about the paper. It had an intriguing and engaging introduction. Its argumentation was fluid, it was clear, you could understand, it was easy flowing. The conclusion, he made good decisions, it was the perfect paper. But he didn't get the perfect grade. So I commented on his paper. I says, "Well, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to give the Good Friday homily on Easter Sunday because you're running a little behind? It's going to come upon us. It's going to be terrifying." "That's all right. We can weather storms. You can weather storms easily when you're prepared. But see, here's the problem. Jesus does not give us a date. He doesn't tell us when it's going to happen. So what do you do? What do you do when you don't have a date so that you can prepare well for this? This is what you do. You prepare now, right now." I went to my office and turned on the computer, and the first thing that does the computer when I have is it showed the date. And I stared at the date for a few moments, and because it meant something to me. And I turned to Carol, the office manager at the time, and I said to her, "Today's my mother's birthday. She would have been 71 years old today." And Carol, who had lost her mother a few years before, knows what it is. She swiveled her chair around and she said, "You know what the hardest part is when you lose your mother? Is when you walk by that row of Mother's Day cards and you know you'll never be able to send her a card again." You know, the most important moment of our life, do you know when that is? The most important moment of our life is not sometime in the future. It's not something that happened in the past. The most important moment of our life is right now. You know, I've dedicated 34 years, so I think that I would give you my mission and my priesthood, and that's just to tell people. It's to tell people to love now. Do it now. Don't put it off. Be kind now. Be generous now. If you're angry with somebody, reconcile now. Because you will never have this moment again.